Casamigos is cool. Which really slept on, I feel like, is the Espinol. And have y'all tried the new Kevin Hart tequila yet? Hey, that shit, Terra something different. That shit tastes like nothing. Like, nothing. You take shots, it's like air or water or some shit. Like,
see, I feel like that. I don't even like the Espinola that much.
Really?
I think it's cool.
Okay.
I like...
Fuck. What are you fucking with? What are you
Don
drink?
Julio.
Don Julio?
Blanco? Yeah, I fucking that one.
Yeah.
That's like...
Don Julio's a go-to. You can't go wrong with that.
No, that's facts.
Oh, let's see if we change the angle since you're going to sit over there. Let's see if we
slide it right there.
Let's see. Oh, shit.
It's too long.
I've been thinking about cutting. My girl won't let me, though.
No, that's good. How long you been growing them?
I think since like 2016, 2017.
Yeah, you might have to move that bar.
Okay. I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Type shit.
It's fresh in the flesh, and I'm sitting with the best. No guidance.
What's good? What's
good? Barada.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Shit, can I get the light?
Oh, yeah.
We can smoke this one first.
Yeah.
But shit, bro. What you been on today? What's the day-to-day look like for you?
Day-to-day. I'm a busy-ass dude, bro. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple different sales jobs. One, I keep on the low-key. I don't really tell people unless they need to know. But then I also am a sales manager for Fifth House Farms, which is one of the dopest weed brands out there. A black-owned Tier 3 processor, and they got some dank-ass vape carts.
Pretty dope. Local company?
Yep. Right here in Washington. Owner, born and raised in Washington. And we got a farm way out the way, but we got our headquarters also in Tacoma.
Heard you.
Yep.
And so how'd you get introduced to them? And is that like something that when you first started, I guess, DJing and just pursuing music, was that something that was in your mind?
The cannabis portion of
it too?
You know what's weird? No, but it all started at the same time, basically. Mm. So I was going to Bellevue College. Shout out to Bellevue College. Mm-hmm. Fuck with my Bellevue people. When I first moved out here, I was living in Bellevue. And an artist, Will Jordan, who some of y'all might know. Will Jordan came to the school to perform his new single. He had just wrote Fly for Nicki Minaj, which is one of her first bigger hits. Anyway, their shit didn't go right at the school. The audio tracking, and it wasn't their fault. Like, the school didn't set the stuff up right. And so I happened to walk in, fix it, got to shake hands with who is now one of my best friends, Carlando, who was working with Will at the time. And he eventually got the cannabis license. But we've been doing concerts, big concerts, like going all the way back to Dub Music Festival when it was like Chris Brown, Schoolboy Q, Tiger. Mm. Like, we was behind the scenes doing that shit. So, long story short, I've been with this same squad of people who started in music, and now we do the cannabis too.
No, that's hard.
Yeah. But it wasn't, at least I didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Like,
I was just at school one day.
And then you said you've been in the music shit for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So how's that experience been? Just like, yeah, for 10 years, you seen a lot of artists the beginning and maybe their end, and maybe they're still going at this point, you know?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is like, I've seen a lot of artists, their beginning, their ends. Every recent artist besides Lil Cito, who's made it out of here, I've been messing with and been in contact with before they kind of made it big, which is a cool thing. That's so great. Lil Mosey, I did a few parties and just like a little show for him before he got big. And then Keisha Day, who got signed to 1017. I was her Washington DJ, and I moved out to Atlanta with them, and then, you know, shit kind of just went the way it went with that. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, like a lot of these artists, I didn't have the pleasure of getting in contact with and being around local artists. It's made me fall in love with the city. When people be like, how come you claim here and you're not like, I still claim Atlanta, but like, this is like home, this is what I'm fighting for. And it's just like the music scene here and the people got me, bro. You know, there's just something about the fight to want to prove yourself and like that push that people have out here to try to make it like big and put the city on is intoxicating. Like, I love that. I love that fight, you know.
Who does that? Man. So you said ATL. You used to stay out there or what?
That's where I'm from. Yeah, ATL. I still got a 404 phone number.
Okay. So you're from out there, but when did you come out here?
2013. I didn't do music before I came out here. Like, I was in band and stuff in school, but I didn't DJ. I didn't do music. I wasn't even in the party scene until I moved out here.
Heard you.
Yeah.
Damn. And what led you to that though? Ha. When you moved out here?
Yeah, so I went to FAMU. Shout out to FAMU. Shout out my HBCU. I did a lot of partying there. So much so that I lost my scholarship. Shout out to FAMU. But I went crazy though, right? I had an academic scholarship. Mm-hmm. But you had to keep a 3.5. I didn't keep no 3.5. So I came out here to Bellevue College and started to get into the party scene here. And then I got a job at an app company that was making an app that helped people find parties and people to party with. It was called Activity Pal. So part of my job was to go out and find promoters to get on the app. Mm-hmm. So that exposed me to the whole house party scene. Mm-hmm. I got into it with like Critical Hit, which is like some way back Facebook party scene type shit. And then that turned eventually into Elite Projects later down the line. That was a whole different group with Jamil and all of them and Jackson. Shout out the OG boys from back in the day. And then, you know, that kind of blew up because that shit was too wild. And then I moved into the club scene. But it's just kind of been that just progression.
A little step-by-step type of thing. Yeah, that's filthy. And then...
fought for every inch, basically.
You started off with DJing, though, right? Because I started off with just making music.
Yeah, I do. So I do make music. I started off as just like pure party promoter, actually. Mm-hmm. And then one day that DJ didn't show up when I was at Fusion Ultra Lounge by the UW. And then I started DJing. That was probably like actually a year into it type shit. I've always kind of been into music. I was making music back then. But I actually put out a whole mixtape that I deleted. The music that I was doing before was kind of just like childish or just whatever. Just my beginning, like exploring into the shit. I didn't really want to put it out. Mm-hmm. The music that I'm putting out now, I feel like now I have a purpose and a reason behind why I want to do music and some shit that I want to say and an image that I know I want to uphold. Mm-hmm. And so now I feel like a lot more confident in just pushing out music because there's a reason.
Yeah.
So the music I'm doing now is way different than before. It was just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard you. No, that's filthy. And so... you be watching, you be keeping up with the NBA?
Kinda. Lightweight. I'm not a big...
or like, what, any sports?
I mean, basketball is definitely the sport that I love the most. Okay, for sure. I'm a hooper. Gotcha. I hoop more than I even watch basketball. Okay. I'm in a league. Hey, shout out to 24-8 League. I'm in a league right now down in Tacoma. It's a local league put on by some local guys. It's hella cool. They got live stats, live stream the games. You can watch me hoop. I do that on Sundays, and I try to still get in the gym 2 times a week before that. So I'll be hooping a lot. Yeah.
So this will, we'll use a question for what's it called? Your music, and then one for your hooping. So basically, if you had a comparison, an NBA comparison for your music or just your career in this music,
okay,
what would you say your career's been like? And I guess someone who kind of like has the characteristics of like what you do?
I would say up until this point right now, I feel almost like the first person that just came to mind low key was Melo. And I kind of hate that. But fucking Headband Melo, okay? Uh-huh. Young killer Melo. Just for the simple fact that he never really got a ring. And so I feel like as good as he is, he never really got some of the recognition he deserves kind of to this day. He don't play defense. And when I hoop, I do play defense. But just in terms of him not, I feel like he's dope and he does get recognized. He's not like, you can't say Melo slept on his Melo. But like, you know, for the talent that he was and what he could do, he never really won that ring because he stayed in New York. And he doesn't get, I think, seen on as high a level as some other people. So,
oh, that's fair.
So I would say like a Melo.
Got you.
In terms of my hooping though,
yeah. Cause you say you be hooping. So what's
In terms of my hooping,
you be getting buckets or what's up?
Yeah. So I be getting buckets, but I feel like I'm like a mix between like a Pat Bev. Or a Draymond in terms of like when it comes to locking people down, bro.
That's
like,
what you do.
That's what I do, like for sure. And I can still get buckets on offense, but I be making people want to quit when it comes to defense and just like even just pure beyond love. Locking up one person. Like I see the whole floor. I've been hooping forever. Coach, train. Like I really know how to take advantage on defense and turn it into offense. Shit, man. Who would I say I'm like? I'm real efficient. I don't do a lot of dribbling and fancy shit. I be just
Kawhi Leonard, bro.
Like, yeah, kind of long, you know, kind of lanky. Might even look a little awkward at times.
Straight fundamentals, but official, straight buckets.
Yeah, straight buckets, straight official. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's fair, dude. Damn, so you're in the men's league?
Yep.
So what you hooping in right now?
Like, shoes?
Shoes what?
Oh, I got the Giannis Antetokounmpo shoes. Some slept on shoes, low-key, because they hella comfy.
I haven't even tried them before. I see hella people rocking them. I always wonder if they're, like,
They're comfy. It's a bigger guy shoe, though, because some people be having, like, the small kind of, like, hyper dunk type quick, you know. Like, they're a bigger shoe. Giannis is bigger, so it makes sense. Yeah. But I fuck with them. They're hella comfy. For an old dude like me, they're the plug.
Shit. I'm not. No, goddamn.
Hitting that gas.
That shit, I got that shit from a client actually today.
Okay.
He plugged me. He said, "Hey, bro, thanks. Thanks for recording me, bro."
Hell yeah.
I was like, "Oh, yep, man."
Hell yeah. Who's the dopest person you ever recorded? Oh, that's kind of a loaded question because someone's going to be upset later. But
nah, I say like experience wise though. Not even, I guess, like not even skill wise or like based off of that. I'll say the filthiest experience recording was when I was in Miami. I brought my studio shit.
Okay.
And this has always been a thing where I was like, man, I gotta record with artists like in a different, you know, place. So then I was able to record with this one a Dominican shorty and yeah, with some cutie from Miami out there. Which was cool. And they're going to be on the studio tape. Okay. No guidance tape. So that was a cool experience.
Okay.
No lie. I was like, phew.
Actually, I got another question for you, too. Huh. You be kind of all over the place. So I've been seeing you do your thing for like, I don't know, probably like 6-8 months or whatever. Okay. Just interviewing everybody. I'm low-key salty because I'm like, this man didn't hit me up for an interview. But anyway, you're doing your thing, right? And then I see, too, okay, you record. But then also you rap and you make music.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to play the game right now.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, I don't know, in my mind right now, like I haven't even told anybody this really. Or I feel like, but basically,
uh-huh.
I mean, I like making music. I feel like it just comes down to, I fuck with making music. And then I thought about it after I went to this, my first LA trip, I went with Steez, Chris City,
mm-hmm.
And some other cuties. And then,
let's break this one.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it, second one.
Yep, round second two. One. But, I'll be back to backing them.
Let's see. Yeah, so after the LA trip, because I was doing podcasts at the time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking in my mind, I was like, damn, how could I, like, network with people or talk to people and at least, like, because you got to think about it. Any conversation is like a business transaction or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to provide something of value. And I thought about podcast was filthy. But then I was like, after that trip, there was something else that we could have done. And then Chris City, he invited me to a little mosey shoot.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, bro, shoot an interview or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I got my camera. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it. And at that moment, I was like, that kind of just sparked everything, you know? And then, I guess the main question you said, what am I trying to do?
Yeah, where are you going?
I feel like it just comes back to music, because all this shit kind of just falls together somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way, I feel like, because I just make it work, I feel like.
And, you know, last time we did the interview, and that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we did the interview, I said, I was like, you know, the people who do the podcast and the video and this type of shit
mm-hmm.
are low-key really the most slept on and most important people, because for any of us as creatives to really make it,
mm-hmm.
people need to see you, not just on your own platform,
mm-hmm.
but see other people be excited or be featuring you on your platform, right? That's what takes you to that next level in people's eyes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's important to ask the people who have these kind of platforms, like, where do you see yourself going? Because
mm-hmm.
where they are, you realize it, but maybe you don't. Like, the vision that you see for where you want to go and what you want to do is going to affect a lot of people at the end of the day.
Yeah. I feel like it just comes down to, I remember this one old head was like, your name is your brand, in a sense, at the end of the day. So it's like, I thought about it. If we're in like a social media age, it's like when we post a video or a picture, that's like digital real estate.
Yeah.
So it's like more, the more people see you, you know, the more known you're going to be. And it just all comes down to, because you got to think about it. In this day and age, clout is a thing, I feel like.
It's everything.
Like, you know,
it's,
like social and it's media.
Nothing. It's everything and it's nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you've been doing it for 10 years. So how have you seen social media, like, take over in a sense?
Shoot. I mean, by the time I really got in the game, social media was already everything.
That's true.
Right? But I would say that, like, it's the ultimate game changer. But I also think a lot of people don't necessarily utilize it. A lot of artists don't know how to utilize it correctly. Yeah. I think a lot of people chase, and I've seen a lot of people over the years chase what I call vanity stats, like likes and views. These things are important, or even like a total number of followers. These things are really important. But what I've noticed over the years about social media is that, and a lot, I mean, you can read about this, but engagement is like truly what it is. Like, it's way more valuable to have 1,000 followers who really fuck with you.
Yeah.
And if you post something, half of them is going to show up to an event. That's 500 fucking people, right? Versus you could have 10,000, but only 1% of those people show up. That's like fucking 10 people, right? You know, like, yeah, like what, you know, 100 people. Like, what does that do for you? Yeah. Versus, you know, so I think people get this big misconception about social media, and don't know how to use it right. They get so caught up in trying to look cool instead of trying to do work.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, just to expand on that, it's like, I remember hearing this one video. They're talking about, in a business, all you really need is like 1,000 true fans. In you know, if you think about it, if you got 1,000 people, say you drop a shirt and you're able to sell 1,000 of them, whatever your profit is, you know, there's 12 months. Shit, whatever you're going to make, say you make $10 per shirt. You sell 1,000, you're making 10,000. 10,000 times 12, you're making
120,000
type shit at the end of the year type shit, you know. And that's just off selling one shirt, one item.
Yep.
You know, and I feel like that could be, you know, that shirt doesn't have to just be a shirt, you know.
It could be anything.
It could be anything type shit.
Sometimes t-shirt. Oh shit. Sometimes t-shirt is a metaphor. But yeah, bro. And I think that's why. That's actually why.
I mean, shit. Yeah, yeah. You're rocking your shit.
That's actually why I did this. The clothing line. Y'all go check out Giaccio, the clothing line. Instagram, G-H-I-A-C-C-I-O, or just hit the link that's in my Instagram. I got it on there. But yeah, that's why I did the whole clothing brand. And that's 100% even what I mean when I say people don't do the social media shit right.
Yeah.
Like, you're out here chasing these vanity stats, trying to get likes. That shit does not pay you. YouTube views pay you, you know, pennies. Like, you got to get so many of them before it even becomes relevant. Versus you can go sell merchandise to your true fans and actually get paid, actually get something sustainable. You don't even have to have a lot. You just need a strong core of people. And hopefully you're selling something with better than a $10 profit margin. But you know what I mean? Like,
no, that's bad. That's
yeah. Bad. That's, yeah.
Well, I feel like that's the scheme. And so if someone was trying to get into, you know, trying to get into merch, I guess what was your process like? And what would you say you could have done better? When it was your first time, like first time starting out, what was the mistakes that you made, and what was, you know, some things that people should look out for?
So the first mistake that I made was starting at the mall in that custom t-shirt store. Worst pricing ever. I didn't do my research, right? I was all excited, all energy, drew up some designs, and I was like, took the path of least resistance, which was just, I was in the mall, and I seen this, and I'm like, boom, 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 right? Don't do that. Take the time to really do the research, because further down the line, I discovered drop shipping and all the different websites that you can do. And then, you know, of course, ordering in bulk and all the different ways you can do that. And like the next level of design that you're able to do when you do order in bulk and find certain types of manufacturers. So what I was doing before, I can't say it's a waste of time, because everything is all about experience at the end of the day. And without it, you'll never get to where you're trying to go. So you got to go through the shit.
No, that's facts.
But hindsight being 2020, could have probably started off a little bit faster not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And when, I guess, when did you start making merch in your 10-year-long career?
You're asking the tough questions today. I think, right, oh, okay, I do know, actually. So I had a promotion brand right after Elite Projects when I got into the club that was called Def Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I started making t-shirts.
So, and then, I guess, in that time, who, did you have any inspirations or, like, idols that you looked up to when it came into, like, designing your own clothes?
No, I guess not, really. Mm-hmm. I worked at Zumiez at the time, I think. And so, like, just kind of being around all the different brands that were in Zumiez, I made a graphic, you know, over-the-top, large graphic design kind of t-shirt, oversized style, basically skater style, probably definitely influenced by the fact that I worked at
Zumiez. I mean, you definitely see, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I heard you.
Probably what I would have to say, probably, like, Diamond. Obey, not so much, but Diamond and... I'm blanking on the name of this other brand that I used to really like. Crooks and Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond, Crooks and Castle.
Shit, what else was there? I'm trying to think, too.
Let's see. What else? Who else was... Who had fire shit back in Zumiez? Nike, from time to time, had some cool stuff in the store. Shit.
Damn, I'm blanking.
That was a different... Like, a whole different era.
Diamond, dude. Obey...
Bay was in there. Shoot.
Fuck yeah, I don't remember.
It's like, it's like on the tip of my tongue, but it's I just can't. There, I can't.
Cool you said out. Crooks and Castles. I was like, oh damn, that took me back.
Yeah,
the hundreds.
Dude.
I remember that.
Hundreds, yeah, the hundreds. Yep. The little bombs. I had a plethora, a conglomerate of just different shit from that place, that time period. Actually, one of the hoodies that I have now is kind of reminds me now of some shit from back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
I heard you.
Comfortable, stylish. Yeah.
Type of, you know?
Yeah. I
heard you. And then, if you're able to talk to yourself or give yourself some game.
Yeah.
Or just, like, say to someone that's maybe in a similar situation that you were when you first started off DJing.
Yeah.
I guess, what are some do's and don'ts?
Sure. I would say the biggest thing is, you know, work with other people, but make sure that you build a platform that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's true no matter, like, where you are at in the world, period. But, you know, especially out here, you know, people talk about it all the time. The interesting dynamic of, like, how people do work together, but then they kind of don't work together, and it's kind of, like, cliquish and everything, and it's kind of true. So I would say, you know, there's a lot of people who I've never worked with who I'm like, and I don't know why. I would say just make sure to be nice to everyone, but build a platform that, like, is for you at the end of the day, so that you always got you. At the end of the day, that's probably like the realest advice I would give anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I got you. And at this point in, you know, your music career, because I guess, like, when was that turning point where you were? I mean, you still DJ and shit, but when did you start making music? And because you said you started later.
Yeah.
Or
so I started DJing. The first artist that I really, like, DJed for real was Moosey. Shout out to my guy, Moosey. One of the most slept-on artists probably out here from Washington ever. Mm-hmm. One of the best performers, period. Probably the best performer as a rapper out here. I dare anybody to try to fuck with him on that level. I got in the studio. I got to working with him, and that actually really expanded a lot about my brand and who I was just because of how strong of a performer he was. And so I got into the studio. I started making some songs with him, and then did my whole first album actually with, shout out Zach Levine, who was recording Loosely at the time. I did my whole first mixtape with Zach.
Bro, it's crazy because he told me about, I mean, side note, he told me that he used to audio engineer.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's crazy.
High Class Studios, one of the dopest studios that was and will be. Shout out, Zach. Yeah.
He goes way back, too.
Goes way back, dude. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say right then, yeah.
Damn. It's been... And what year was that?
I do not know. I do not know. I couldn't tell you. Probably 2015, 2016, probably, I have to say. So probably in that range.
And then what's your favorite songs to put on your, like, playlist? If you had, like, if someone just said, hey, come DJ.
Oh, okay, like, I'm DJing a party.
Yeah, a party.
I mean, there's always, like, those standard go-tos, right? Mm-hmm. I guess I have a trick answer to this, which is kind of whatever is hot in the moment. And I feel like that's always changing. Yeah. At the end of the day, like, I don't really have, like, a go-to song that I'm like, oh, for sure, like, because I'm always reading the crowd. So whatever the vibe is, like, calling for in this moment, that's what I'm going to go dig and find, which is why I've got, like, probably 6,000 songs downloaded and counting in my DJ library. I'm always just adding. Shit, that's a really tough question for me. I'll be honest. I couldn't be, like, one name, like...
Because I feel like, I mean, that's part of, like, being a DJ, that you got to read the crowd, like you said. And that's, I feel like, maybe a side people don't even know. Because some people just think it's just...
A lot of these DJs out here have their head down like this and still can't. Never mind. no, yeah, it's a big... reading the crowd is everything.
Oh, yeah. And then, what's something that you enjoy doing on your off time that not a lot of people, like, I guess, know about you?
That they don't know?
Yeah. You
know? Shoot.
Could you say you like to hoop?
I like to hoop, but I guess people, if they are following me on Instagram, can probably see that. Yeah. Shoot, man. I'm a big reader. I love to read. I love to, like, chill and listen to lo-fi. I think one thing that people wouldn't think is true about me, especially if they, like, follow me on Instagram but don't know me in real life, is that I'm actually, like, a hella boring-ass person. I be working. And then I like to go home and chill and relax, and I might write some music or, you know, do whatever like that. But I got 2-3 different jobs plus the DJing. So, like, that keeps me pretty fucking busy. I'd be working, and I'd be trying to chill in between. Like, my weekends are crazy. I work during the day, then I go DJ the club at night. No, then I wake up in the morning and go work again and go DJ again. Like, my weekends are crazy. So I think I make it look easier than it is.
Shit, I'd be seeing you every, like, week or anywhere, to be honest. I'd be popping up. I'm like, oh, shit, what's up?
I kind of get my shit back, bro. I'm telling you, like, I used to, before COVID and everything, COVID really, I feel like, messed up the motion for a lot of people. And I moved back to Atlanta for a couple of years when COVID happened, just so I could get back into my city over there, network. Shout out to DJ Scream. Shout out to Pluggy. Shout out to... After Dark, but yeah, 10:14 After Dark. It really fucked up my motion out here, so I'm back now. Like, I'm back all the way.
Just stepping, like, on gas.
Oh, bro,
all 2024.
It's about to be back like it used to be.
And shit, damn. So when was COVID again? Like
2018 type shit. Yeah. What was it? Right after I was doing the Hot Girl House and throwing some of the craziest 21 plus house party Seattle ever seen.
Damn. Well, shoot. For DJing, though, what's been your favorite, like, venue to that you've been at? Either in state or...
There's a few. I did a little TJ in Arizona at, I can't remember the name of this venue, but it was fucking fire. WAMU Theater is hella dope to DJ at. And people be like, it doesn't have the best acoustics. I don't know. You can't tell from stage. It just looks lit. Mm-hmm. That was fire.
Yeah, Wong was crazy.
Wong was crazy. I did Polo G.
Shit.
El Corazon, low key. I love the energy in El Corazon. Like,
Where's that at?
Seattle.
Oh, shit. I don't think I've been.
El Corazon is lit. I think they do mostly more rock shows now. But I did, like, Dave East at El Corazon and a few other concerts, and I love the energy of El Corazon. Let's see, where else? Amber Lounge. I'm naming, like, too many places, probably. Shout out to Zach, because Supernova is lit.
Yeah, Supernova.
And Ohm is cool, too.
Yeah.
I haven't DJed at Ohm, but stage and volume when it was volume. Before that, I DJed at both, so... Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. I didn't even know, because I wasn't even of age to even know stage and shit.
Yeah.
But I remember people used to talk about it, and then that was...
Things happened.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get into that.
Yeah.
Shit. That's so much... That's drama all in itself. Like, nah.
Crazy. No, that's crazy. And then, so when it comes to working out, though...
Yeah.
And, like, you know, just on your off time. Uh-huh. Or what's a good workout for you? Or what's a good workout routine with you?
Okay. So, I mean, I guess the focus of my workout routines is cardio, because I mostly be hooping. Mm-hmm. But if I am going to lift some weights, you know, I'll get into some, like, curls, dumbbell presses, mm-hmm. bench press, hit the squat. I also like to use the Skyhawk machine. Mm-hmm. I used to run track back in the day, so I have a nice routine of, like, kind of different core workouts that I like to work into. Mm-hmm. Just, like, a nice maybe 4 or 5 hit cycle between those types of things. I don't really like to max out. I'm not trying to, like, bulk or anything like that. Right. So I do, like, kind of more medium to high repetitions on mm-hmm. medium to lower weight. And mm-hmm. shit, it works for me.
No, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you say... You be getting buckets, though. So
I be getting buckets.
So on a, say, it's 5-on-5, games to 21.
Games 21, okay.
How many buckets you getting? Or what's the stat sheet look like?
I'm getting 7 to 10 buckets. If we're going by 2s and 1s, I'm mm-hmm. getting, like, probably between 7 and 10 points. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at least a couple blocks, a couple steals.
Okay.
And in a game to 21, probably steal, like, 5, 6, 7 rebounds. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we... MVP right there. That's MVP stats right there.
I mean, you said it, not me.
I mean, shit. If you look at it, bro, you're getting all the...
It's like a third of the points. I'm going to get like a third of the points. If I'm on fire, I could get half the points, you know. Right. But I'm going to get like probably a third of the points.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely have some stops and some blocks for sure. Yeah. And, yeah, hella rebounds.
No, I feel like what we should do, maybe... Who knows? We gotta host a basketball tournament.
I would it. I want to do an artist celebrity local basketball game. Bro.
That would be 50.
Someone needs to put it together. Hey, no guidance. 2024. He just said he's gonna do it.
He said he's gonna do it. We're gonna figure it out.
No guidance all star tournament.
Shit,
let's go.
Bro, that shit would be 50 though.
Come on, let's do it.
Damn.
2024.
I think.
Why not?
I think we can do it.
Why not?
I mean, shit. Real Clip, Uzi. Yeah, we need to get them. Yeah. Real Clip and Uzi. Yeah. Shit, that would be... We just got to find a gym. After we find a gym.
We can find a gym. Gym is easy. Or do Green Lake and do it during the summertime and do an outdoor shit.
Outdoor? Yeah, that would be filthy.
Indoor or outdoor shit.
Damn.
The gym is easy. You can rent a gym. Like, you can get a gym. We can get a gym. Don't even think about that.
Bro, that shit's better be actually filthy, though.
That shit will be fire.
Oh, my God. Nah. That's some shit. That's a good idea.
Come on.
Who else do you know that be hooping?
A lot of these people hoop or think they could hoop anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Like, who else be hooping, bro?
Let's see. My guy Nice be hooping.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who else? Who else have I hooped with out here? A lot of people, low-key. A lot of people. It's a whole, let's see. Who else have I seen hooping? Fucking Peaceful Ponder hoops. I don't know if you ever interviewed him. Peaceful Ponder. Whatchamacallit? Who else hoops?
I know Cambo hoops.
Yeah, Kid Cambo. OG hoops. Mambo hoops.
Yeah, OG Mambo. I hooped with him, too.
Let's see. Who else?
I'm trying to think who else.
Who else have I talked shit to online? Louis Hoops. Rip from Tacoma.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Hoops. Louis's nice. Who else? Shit. I think a lot. See, of them, I mean, a lot
at of that them point, we gotta set it up. We gotta set up the camp.
A lot of people who,
or think set they the tournament. Move. Set the tournament up. Come on. Or do a King of Court.
King of the Court, we could do. You live could do stream. A whole thing. You could do a live stream King of the Court. That could get King wicked. That would be fire. That would be fire. You should do that. You should do that. An 8-foot rim dunk contest or a 9-foot rim dunk contest.
That's actually funny. In a fucking.
have an all star. Yeah, do a 3-point contest and do an all star game. That shit would be so epic.
That shit would be. Actually, like, key. Oh my! Damn, we're about to set a whole weekend.
That shit would be so funny.
No, we gotta do that in the day though.
Yeah,
that'd be hella funny though.
Yeah, and then for icing on top, do a gym after party in the fucking gym, like high school type shit.
Oh my god, hey, you already got the plan then.
Hey, I be doing so many events. I swear to God, like 10 years into it, like I really be just. Like,
you already know what to do, huh? The blueprint's already there. It's
like, I just freestyle the event. Yeah, like, for real. Like, let's go. Like,
damn. All right. Damn, we already got to set it up.
Why not? We got to do it.
Why not? That's 50. Damn. Nah. 2024. Shit, what's some goals you got for this year?
My goal this year and every year until it happens is what I want my role in the Seattle market to be is to, like, I want people to know who I am, of course, here in the region, in the nation. But like, I want to be part of like a platform that really puts hella people on. Like, you know, the fact that we have that Atlanta and LA and New York and Houston all have like these all these different reality show type of platforms where all these different creatives get a chance to like get on and get seen and get known. We don't have anything like that. No, I tried to do. It was called The Fresh Life, and you can actually still go see it on Vimeo and on YouTube. I got like 4 episodes. I tried my own version of like a reality TV show type thing. I see Damn Stunna and Joshua, Where You Been? A few other people is doing their own new version type of thing, YouTube thing now. That's cool. I tried to do a movie back in the day. Washington is doing a movie now. Shout out to Licks the movie. I think that's gonna be dope.
Got merch. He's a.
I've done everything. I've done like music. I've done everything.
You make beats before?
Yeah.
Made beats. Shit.
Yeah, I've done everything but record. It's like.
Yeah,
I shot a music video before, edited it. It's on YouTube.
And did it video shit?
Yeah. I edit all my stuff on social media now. Yeah, we just need that. Like, we don't have that to showcase the cool ass people like me and other people who's doing shit like that. Yeah, like, you know?
That's damn near like. Shit, a whole tool, you know. Fucking
at this point, all of it, everything.
Edit, boom.
I've managed artists. Shout out Trader Don and NFL Irvine, my two artists that I manage. Everything.
Yeah, damn. Well, shit. How'd you meet DJ Gutta Butta?
Gutta Butta.
Cause that's where I think I first, met you, right?
Yeah. And Gutta Butta is a dope ass dude. He's doing dope shit. I got booked for the Slimmy B show. Shout out to Papa Black because he booked me for that. Along with Trent, and it just clicked, bro. You know, it was a good show. I feel like I DJed a good ass show. I came in clutch. And it's just been good since then.
No, that's what I was like.
Yeah.
I thought you knew him from before. I was like,
no, but he's a real ass individual. Yeah, so shout out Gutta Butta.
Yeah, you know, that's 50.
Yeah.
Sure. And if you, I guess growing up, when it came to, I guess, your inspirations for making music, who is like some artist that you look it up to? Whether it be their business plan or music.
First person is Jeezy. Jeezy is, you know, one of my favorite artists. I even had the opportunity because of one of my first AAU like coaches, Coach G, he worked for Jeezy, was clicked up with Jeezy, and so I got to go to the studio and shit, and like,
damn,
you know, true. Got to get on the van and even hand out some CDs one time, just like different kind of shit like that. So that was definitely my earliest favorite artists, earliest inspirations. Gucci Mane too, just that whole everything. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the Atlanta scene, Outkast, like, just in terms of like what I do now, like heavily influenced by that. And then going down to Florida, like some of that party music and the style in which they kind of DJ, definitely heavily influenced by that. And then came up here to Seattle and actually implemented it on the people here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have this cool ass like style that like has, it works everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'd be down in Atlanta, I'm up here, I do AZ, I DJ in Vegas, whatever. It works. It flows. South by Southwest, doesn't matter. I've done it all. And everywhere it goes, it's like, I even did Vans Warped Tour. Did 40 cities on Vans Warped Tour. Shout out to Trap Dreams.
Damn. Doing hella shit.
Everything, bro. Everything.
I guess what's been your, out of all the whole, you know, I guess, just looking back at life, what's been your happiest moment?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Looking back at, you know?
Man, one of my, hooping is definitely, you know, one of those moments, though it'd be hard to pinpoint an exact one, but there were some games that were just, I still think about to this day, so those moments for sure. There were some parties that I did back in the day in Tacoma that the energy and everything was just so crazy, so surreal, like, and I have it on video, which is the craziest thing. There's just nothing like that feeling. Like, just like, imagine you pressing, you're cutting, you're pressing the buttons, everything you do, the crust, like, it's like you're the fucking puppet master or some shit.
For everything.
The whole flow of everything is in your hands, like, and you're taking people to that maximum level. 500, 600 people, 700 people at a time. Like, there's nothing like that feeling. Nothing.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's a crazy feeling. Like,
I feel like that's a whole different art because, like, I know I'd be making music, and you know, making music, that's a different, like, you know, you get a feeling from, you know? But DJing specifically, because I feel like that's a whole, that's like crowd work, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
And even on top of that, you got to, comes down to the music and how all the transitions, when you're going to be talking, all this shit.
Every detail of everything you do, every sound and noise you make matters and affects the night, like, and so takes being locked in to just like a whole new level, like being a race car driver or some shit. The amount of like pressure and energy, especially like these live shows, like that you feel is like, whoa, like, you know,
yeah.
You know,
gotcha.
Kind of, I'm like, kind of like a lot of rappers, I feel the same way, you know. You're doing a whole 30, 45 minute set, especially like.
No, yeah, that's a whole workout.
That's a whole workout.
That's a crazy workout.
Yeah.
You gotta be moving for 45 minutes. That's straight cardio.
Yeah.
That's. Damn. And just. I say, yeah, looking back at just your life again, I guess what was like a turning point or like a pinnacle moment that made you, I guess, have the mindset that you have now? Because were you always just like, oh shit, I should do that or that? Or like, you know?
No. Yes and no. Like, I feel like going into college my freshman year down at FAMU, I knew that I wanted to be like the version of myself that I wished I was in high school. Not that I wasn't, like, cool in high school. I was, you know, basketball, football, captain, track captain, da-da-da-da. But just, I didn't see myself as that, like, cool and put together. Mm-hmm. So in college, I was like, I'm gonna be that. So mm-hmm. I ran for student government and did all that stuff. But I wouldn't say I was, like, super, like locked in. Mm-hmm. I think when I went to go work for Microsoft after my junior year of college, and I worked in the Ventures Accelerator, and I was doing, like, business analyst type work for mm-hmm. companies there, and one of them hired me after the fact to be their marketing manager. Right. And it was, like, kind of at that moment, because the Accelerator still almost felt kind of like this, not college, but kind of college-like type experience, mm-hmm. right? But then I went to go work at this just regular office that wasn't Microsoft. It was mm-hmm. just an office for this company now, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, I'm the marketing manager for this tech company. Mm. Like, you know, that I think, like, kind of right around there, I was like, oh, like,
that's when.
Yeah, you know, like, I really should probably be on my shit for real, mm-hmm. you know?
Heard you. Shit, sometimes you need those, like, reality checks, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then, I guess, where do you want to see yourself in 5 years?
That's another good question. In part, it depends on when the good Lord decides to take me. But hey, it would be amazing to blow up in my art and craft as a DJ, mm-hmm. you know, and make it big. I think I would be just remiss and cap if I didn't say that.
I guess, what's your definition in that, though?
Oh,
like, because I feel like everybody does have a different definition.
When I talk about it, I'm like, internationally known and booked.
Sensation type shit.
Yeah, like, why not? Why reach for less?
Yeah, that is true.
You know, and I feel like I have I feel like I have the talent and the skill to do it. You know, I've rocked 20,000 in a crowd. I've rocked 8, 6, you know, not just one time, a few times, done all these different things. You know, I know what I bring mm-hmm. to the table. So mm-hmm. I feel like all I'm missing is the shot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want that. But then, shit. You know,
I'm gonna see, I'll be on this girl. I'll be like, oh shit, hey, cut his up. Oh shit. Come on, man. You know, the
trying to manifest it. I'm ready.
Hey, it's gonna come.
Yeah.
In due time.
If you throw it to me, I'm gonna catch it.
Hey.
On another note, like, just in terms of, like, property ownership and mm-hmm. developing businesses that allow me to, like, escape from my 9-to-5, mm-hmm. Which is more like a 9-to-8. I want that too, mm. you know, so just, but why not both at the same time?
Got you.
Yeah.
And then on this part of the podcast, cause I'm probably going to just wrap it up soon.
Sure. Yeah.
I try to make it like a time capsule so you can look at it, I guess, like, say a year from now, I guess, what are some goals that you got short term instead of 5 years? Just a year, like, where do you see yourself in a year, mm-hmm. financially, spiritually, business-wise, merch-wise, okay. shit, whatever, you know, like, on some personal shit, just so you could look back at it and be like, oh, damn, hey, I achieved it, oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. you're asking the good questions today.
Yeah, that's it.
A year from now, I really want to see myself, like I said, recapturing, I feel like, the brand presence and energy I had pre-COVID here in the market. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a goal of mine. And I want to work with all the people who I haven't worked with yet. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of really tired and over that whole, like, what we talked about earlier, that cliquish thing. I'm mm-hmm. trying to get through that.
Mm-hmm.
Monetarily, I reached my last goal, so I guess my new goal would be, like, between 120 and 150K mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to make mm-hmm. this year. And let's see. With the merch,
mm-hmm.
I've kind of been slacking and lacking. I don't talk about it enough. So I'm trying to up my sales. I want to see by the end of the month. The end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Between 50 to 75 units mm. per SKU. Hey, moves.
Hey, shit.
Which is saying a lot, because I got like 20 SKUs.
Hey.
At least.
I mean, putting in the world.
I
now you gotta
it
just hold yourself accountable. I got this video is gonna be pulled up in a year from now. Be like, hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Hey, man. So, in that note, y'all go check out the Giacho website, Designs by Giacho. I got two different kinds of shoes. I got different pairs of socks, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, towels, like a whole lineup of shit. And you can get it directly shipped to your house.
Hey.
Nice ass shit. Premium cotton leather.
Hey, all right. You gotta promote it.
Gotta promote. It's not gonna happen if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's those are some solid goals, I think.
I mean, like I said, time capsule. See it from a year from now or whatever. Be like, okay, that's some shit that I was at, like, I guess mentally thinking about, you know, because I feel like, I don't know, as life goes on, sometimes goals change.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like this is some shit.
Yeah. One important talent is being able to stay on goal, not getting, like, swayed and distracted. So.
That's facts.
Yeah.
And shoot, where could everybody find you on Instagram, TikTok?
Yeah. All that shit. Okay.
Music platforms.
So the cool thing about me is I did it right. You can find me on every single platform at DJ Fresh Pharoah. That's DJ PHRESHPHARAOH. I swear they spell it wrong on every flyer. Follow me on all platforms. Much love and appreciation. I'm gonna tell you right now, Instagram is the main one that I use, so definitely follow me on there. And on YouTube too. And then on all music platforms, you can find me, DJ Fresh Pharoah. Mm-hmm.
When's the next single?
Shoot, the next single?
Just for the fans, I'm good.
I was going to play y'all a cut or give y'all a sneak peek.
Shit, let's play some.
All right, how do I plug it in? Just play it?
I say just play off the phone.
All right, peace, y'all.
Just for now? Yeah. And just put it, what I'm trying to think. We can play it off the small speakers, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And the shit.
Share this live.
All right, bet. I'm trying to think. Well, shit. Here, I'm going to just end it, and then I'm going to put your song into the podcast type shit.
Yeah, okay, bet.
Type shit. Well, shit.
That works. That
shit, it probably ends it then.
All right, my man.
I
appreciate you.
Podcast. Till next time, shit. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. New podcast. Shit. I'm going to try and do it like every week, so. You know?
Time capsule. Hold them to it.
Time capsule. I got it. Yeah, catch you guys. Peace.
You, Rod. You just tell me, what can I do for you?
Show me the money.
I'm bad. I'm bad. Yeah, they say I might jack with the swag. Fresh with it. Yeah, they say I'm in my bag. Make a bad bitch call me dad. Real nigga never come down sad. They said I'm up. I ain't never down bad. She gon' say that I'm the best she ever had. She gon' say that I'm the best she ever had. With an attitude, and her nails match her bag, match her shoes.